Welcome to Glimmers of the Veil, manifesting a spiritual playground of laughter, love, and light. I'm your host, Kathleen Faflick. Take a pocket-sized moment to connect with your highest self, manifest miraculous encounters, and recognize the divine presence woven into daily life through your choices, thoughts, and words. Today, we're exploring automatic writing, a powerful mode of communication with spirit. You've likely heard that questions are the answer. Well, in automatic writing, that's literally true because your questions summit their own answers. I practiced this spiritual tool for years and years, and it brings me clarity and joy. Here's how it works. Grab a pen or your keyboard, write down a question for spirit, God, or the universe, and then give yourself a minute or two to receive guidance. The words that flow, often unlike your usual writing or thoughts, are messages from your higher self. It's a form of channeling your intangible connection made manifest through ink or pixels. Automatic writing reveals solutions, insights, and even honest counterpoints from spirit. It's direct, faster than meditation, and deeply, deeply personal. Over time, I've accumulated thousands of these writings, each one a gift of divine wisdom, some of which have moved me to tears, laughter, or, you know, changed my perspective on important life choices. So here are a few of my automatic writings over the years. This one was from writing from 10/11/23. So this is my question. Beam up my conscious awareness. Open my knowing, my spirituality. I want to be a strong, effective, conscious co-creator of you, God. How can I best understand who I am, where I came from, and where I will go? The answer, you know, Kathleen, you understand. There is nothing hidden from you. Now live like you do. Live like you are the most vibrant creator of all time. Live as you have more joy, peace, love, wealth, and health than ever before. That action will stir up the winds of creation that blow manifesting energy for the effect to cause and take root by producing an atmosphere of belief. The next one is from 3/7/24. My question is, what's to do today? And the answer is, do the same as every day. Give thanks, do amends, be unstoppable, be happy, be at peace, be ready to meet your maker with the pleasure of accomplishment and the knowledge that all is done. Love that one. The next one was from 1/21/24. Dear God, I feel like I'm spinning in circles. Can I accomplish something? Your breath, heartbeat, and blood flow are enough to accomplish multitudes of positive energy. Each step, action, thought, and word creates the birthing of planets, stars, and galaxies. Don't fret about not accomplishing what you feel is necessary. Just live in the moment with joy and happiness, knowing your very being is more than enough. That one was beautiful. So here's one from 2/4/25. I don't want to be a drifter. I want to be clear, concise, distinct, transparent, well-defined, sharp, and sure of myself in all areas of my life. How can I best fulfill this vision? The answer is, a vision is seeing it. It is simply to know you've conquered anything by actualizing it in the manner of style and grace by which you strive to be. I'm going to repeat that because I love, love, love this answer. A vision is seeing it. It is simply to know you've conquered anything by actualizing it in the manner of style and grace by which you strive to be. So the next one is from 7:27:21. I just wrote, now what? I probably couldn't think of a question that day. So the answer was, now breathe. Now breathe. So many of us submit too easily to strong personalities, advice, or opinions, relying on others rather than trusting our own divine connection. When you believe that the Holy Spirit resides within, you have access to unending wisdom that can transform your life. Why not start asking questions and receiving those answers? The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. Trust in the universe's goodness and your divine ability. Don't fear the answers. They're always positive. You know, they're uplifting and guiding. Show faith in yourself and your spiritual power. Remember, you are soul embodying the divine, an angel in human form, here to create magic. So let's close today with a poem called Faith. It came in a small little box, wrapped up like a perfect gift. When I saw it, I knew. When I held it, I knew. And it's what I wish to give to you. This perfect gift in a small little box, it has meaning beyond words. It has depth beyond measure and has love beyond love. The pure, perfect gift in a small little box is filled with faith, as strong as the ocean's tide, as deep as the skies are wide. Accept it and know it's all you'll ever need to grow. So until next time, I send you big heavenly hugs and heartfelt gratitude for being here today. With love and light, Kathleen.